And we are joined by Miss Selena Shilad. I hope I got that close.
You did. Thank you.
It's scary, isn't it?
Once in a while, we get it right. Who could go figure.
And you're of the Alliance for Aviation Across America?
Exactly.
Which does?
We are a nonprofit organization that is dedicated to raising awareness about the value of general aviation, particularly for a lot of smaller towns and local economies around the country. It's a message that we really need to get out to some people inside the Beltway.
Yes, before they sell off all the old airports.
Yeah, you got that right.
Sorry.
We're losing, I think AOPA said we're losing an average of one airport a week. How can the Alliance help out with that?
It's something we have been working very hard at, raising awareness about both general aviation and smaller airports around the country. And one of the key things that we did about 2 years ago is we launched an economic impact survey that has every airport in the country and what community it's in and the economic importance of that local airport and general aviation to that state. And then we have it broken down to congressional district and then to that local community. And we use that as well as sort of a variety of different outreach media activities to try and get out the message to lawmakers and to members of the media, particularly in D.C., about how important those airports and general aviation is to people who especially don't live in a major urban center.
Yeah, if you're out there in the boonies, sometimes the only link is the airport.
So anyway, the economic impact is obviously far beyond bunch of guys renting a hangar at an airport.
Mm-hmm, that's right. But most people don't know that. Jobs, they don't know that, you know, you're talking about 1.2 million jobs, $150 billion in economic impact. And then whether it's medical care, organ, blood transport, disaster relief, law enforcement, postal service, firefighting, a lot of folks don't know that all of those services and resources depend on general aviation. And that's part of what we're trying to do is educate the public and lawmakers in particular.
Do you find it what I would consider a hard sell in certain lawmakers?
Yeah, I mean, it's not necessarily a hard sell, but I mean, I feel and I hope that we've made some good progress, but I'm kind of constantly amazed at still how much work we have to do, how many people still don't understand what general aviation is, and just how many misperceptions there are about it. People thinking that it's just, a tool for the wealthy or used by corporate CEOs.
The rich doctors on the weekend bit.
Exactly, yeah. And not realizing that it's such a huge lifeline to so many communities. And this is a great example of something that we need to continue to do is, you know, exactly what's happening here at AirVenture is encourage a increasing pilot population and get more people interested in flying. It's just an important part of our economy and our society.
Are you a pilot?
I am not.
I didn't think
so. You caught
me. Busted.
That's okay.
No.
We need passionate non-flyers as well to help us.
Yeah, no, I am guilty as charged, but every year I feel like I come here and I say, by next year I will have started my flying, and every year it seems like traveling around the country and everything gets in the way, but I do love aviation and I love working in this field.
You know, with so many general aviation airports in trouble, does the Alliance ever step forward to help them out?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we lend a lot of assistance. You know, all of our members, they span from local mayors to state legislators to airport directors. And if they have an issue in their local community and they need information or resources or be connected to someone in Congress, we try and lend a whole variety of different resources. And, you know, another example, we recently participated in the FAA's, they have an airport planning session that they're doing, which will reclassify a lot of the airports around the country. And that's an example of something that we're doing is trying to, as they're looking to do these types of activities, make sure that they're aware of even the smaller airports, what a huge economic impact and value those have for the local community, even though the emplanements and the number of passengers that go through there might be relatively lower. So those are some examples.
Well, general aviation affects us in our life every day. There are hardly anything out there that isn't touched by aviation. People don't understand that when you order up overnight package delivery, it's flown. It's not put on a truck by any means. And, you know, they need to know this, so, as well as other things. You know, the geological surveys, disaster surveys. Geez, when the towers went down at 9/11, within hours of the collapse of the towers, they had an airplane up in the sky over New York photographing this. It wouldn't have been possible if general aviation wasn't there.
That's right, and Hurricane Katrina and recent disasters in Haiti and disaster, you know, all of these many things that people don't think about. It's GA, actually, that's the first one to get in there and be able to deliver supplies and to transport people.
Now, the organization has only been around since 2007.
Yes.
So you've obviously been working very, very hard.
We like to think so. We started with 100 members or so, and we've now grown to over 5,500 members around the country, and those are member organizations. And they span from the major general aviation organizations, EAA, AOPA, NBAA, HAI, to a lot of mayors and state reps and rural and agricultural organizations, and we're all kind of working hand in hand to raise awareness about general aviation. In fact, we've been doing a lot of these statewide proclamations around the country, trying to lend a hand in those to raise awareness about general aviation.
I proclaim this General Aviation Day?
General
like
Aviation
that?
Day, General Aviation Week, General Aviation Month. You know, it might sound silly, but actually having the governor say this is, you know, this is the exact impact of general aviation in my particular state is hugely important, and that I think we hope gotten the attention of some people, particularly in Washington.
Yeah, well, the general consensus is that they're out to get us,
right,
Washington. So
yeah, that's
they,
for
they
sure.
They think we got deep pockets.
It's exactly right. There's a huge misperception and communication gap, and that's part of what we're trying to close. And there's been great progress with the GA caucus and lots of other things.
So you've been working hand in hand with, say, EAA and AOPA. Have you ever gotten any input or any requests from the FAA?
We have. We've gotten requests from the FAA and various agencies to help provide data and particular information about specific sectors or services that depend on general aviation. We've gotten requests that span from helping to give information about general aviation as particular agencies are going to do trade talks or as they look to do different reports for the president on the economic importance of aviation infrastructure. So that, as well as encouraging our members and helping them to support the growth of the GA caucus, those are kind of two examples of a lot of the direct work that we do. And again, it's really to empower our members to bring that message to their members of Congress and their elected officials.
So does your, I guess, purview or whatever you want to call it, include some of the hot-button political issues that we're facing, user fees, this ADS-B, all that kind of stuff, next gen?
Yeah, absolutely. All of the above, and certainly user fees are a big concern for us right now and something that we're mobilizing pretty strongly against at even the first mention of that, along with all of the other
Gas replacement
gas,
groups. Yeah,
yeah.
And user fees would be absolutely extremely harmful to the entire industry. And this is part of what we're trying to educate, do a little education about. You know, you had the president mention corporate jets and closing egregious tax loopholes about 10 times in the last 2 weeks. And we're working really hard to try and work with our members to get out the message that you're talking about a lot of small and mid-sized businesses, a lot of airports that are important to their communities, and a lot of critical resources that would be impacted.
I hope that falls on the right ears.
It doesn't always, but, you know, we wake up every day and we keep trying again.
That's right. All right, polish up the hammer. Let's do it again.
Exactly.
Never give up. So what is the reaction from Washington when you approach these elected officials? Is it, you know, are they receptive to you, or is it, get away from me, kid, you bother me?
Well, you know, again, one of the things that we try and do is to empower our members. So we found that it's much more effective for a local mayor or an airport director or a group of small businesses in a particular state to say, hey, here's why general aviation is so important to our constituency as opposed to us. And so we're really grassroots in nature, and we try and work with our members to really bring that message to lawmakers because we think it'll be far more effective. And we find that increases the likelihood of not getting that brush off that you talk about. That and having the economic impact survey and sort of all of these proclamations. And together, we're hoping that it's working together to start to break through and get through how important general aviation is to huge parts of our economy.
Well, there are some cities in this in this country of ours, such as Wichita, Kansas, where a great deal of their economy is based on aviation. And they've gone through some hard times because of the economy the past couple of years. And let's face it, if we don't have airports to fly airplanes in and out of, they won't be building them, and they'll just, you know, they'll just dry up and blow away.
Well, on that depressing thought.
Yeah.
So what's next for the organization? Just keep at it? I mean, what's your biggest hot-button issue right now?
User fees are very important for us right now. We're continuing to push hard on statewide proclamations and to urge our members to get those passed, proclamations and resolutions in their local communities. We're continuing membership building, working with mayors around the country on communications to the president and to members of Congress, do kind of a firsthand sort of story about how important general aviation is to their local communities. And we'll continue and build all of these activities to try and give our members the tools to communicate how important general aviation and smaller airports are to our nation.
Well, that's fantastic. I'd like to see more smaller airports open up, but
absolutely,
we'll see.
Now, if somebody wants to join, how do they get in touch with you?
Sure. So easiest way is to go on our website. It's aviationacrossamerica.org, and they can sign up, be a free member there, just get all of our updates on what we're up to and how they can help in their local community, and our phone numbers and email addresses are on there as well.
Very cool.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank you for joining us, Selena.
Thank you for having me.
And anytime. And knock them dead.
All right. Keep fighting.
All right. You got it.